The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, it is 8:04, Dell. And what do we do usually at 8 o'clock? Well, but we're not going to do it right now, that's for sure. I just hate when Jesse Mendoza and Laura Rutledge are on the same. That's just terrible television. Stop doing that, ESPN.
Do we, is there any shock? Like, the least shocking thing of the in the world was 4-1 Red Sox?
No.
Red Sox win a World Series. That should be, it should have been the Astros. Could have stepped up. I shouldn't say that. The Red Sox.
Is Astros. It the Red Sox or the Patriots that are the organization of the of this century?
I mean, it's got to be the Patriots. They've gotten there so many times. I know the Red Sox usually win when they get there. And frankly, I mean, that should have been. They should have taken a loss against. Not only should they lost against Seattle. What a lucky. Oh my God. They are so freaking lucky. Seattle should have beat them with a Marshawn Lynch run. The Falcons could have just taken
run
knees.
The ball.
They could have taken a knee.
Two teams that could have just run the ball.
Just the entire fourth quarter, they could have snapped it, taken two steps back, and took a knee and eaten the clock up, and still won a Super Bowl. So they got two wins there because of, I think, poor decisions by the offensive play callers. And I'd say Patriots. You got Tom Brady has been there that entire time. Almost since 2001. We're talking about team of the century. You're talking about Tom Brady versus the Red Sox. That's pretty impressive to say one guy. He and Belichick the entire time. Man, that's... God, Bill Belichick's been there that long.
Yeah, well...
Damn near 20 years already.
So, it's... But how about that both of them are from... I mean, and it's not arguable that anybody else is close. Really?
Nope.
I guess the Spurs would be next.
How many now for the Red Sox? Four since 2004, right?
That's their fourth.
4, 7, 13, and 18?
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
So that sucks. I just hate in Boston, all those titles, and now the Celtics are good. Holy crap.
And they're good and young.
Yep. All right, time for our Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
As Pierce hits one in the air to left center field, back at the wall, there will be no zero. Pierce has got another. 2-0 Boston in the first.
And he jumped right away on the pitch and, wow, making a bid for early MVP. He's played with every team in the AL East, and at the age of 35 for the team he grew up idolizing and rooting for, he's a big reason why they are knocking on the door here tonight.
The first.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the Engagement Ring Store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
The first inning home run Kershaw gave up all season. Steve Pierce, batting third. A guy who wasn't even playing in a lot of the postseason games. They bat him third and he homers off of Kershaw.
Alex Cora.
Let me ask you this, and I don't think it's too crazy. Is he James Harden? Is Clayton Kershaw James Harden?
Well, he's gotten that whole good, and he can be pretty good in the playoffs, but not
in the he's elimination Clayton.
Yeah,
he's got a 6.06 in elimination games. Yeah. In four games, just like James Harden.
Well, I mean,
why
not?
I mean, he's got
so many. How many Cy Youngs does he have now?
He's three. Is it three?
I feel like it's a little disrespectful.
James Harden could have won three MVPs.
Yeah. Maybe there's something to it because James is dominant in the regular season. Kershaw's dominant in the regular season
and in the postseason, pretty good.
Kershaw's done it longer.
Yeah,
which is probably why I struggle with making that same comparison. But yeah, that's. Might be a fair comparison.
About the best at what they do, scoring, pitching. I mean, I don't know that we've had. Is there a better pitcher in the last 15 years? I don't know that you can make a case for anybody else other than Kershaw.
No, it's Kershaw. It's Kershaw. And people want to say Verlander. But I mean, it's realistically Kershaw. Kershaw has just.
I think.
Oh, what about Scherzer?
He's not as good. He's not.
Scherzer over the last six years. That's the difference, though. It's really been like the last six, I want to say, for Scherzer.
Well, the Dodgers are in the playoffs the last 6 years, and he can't. I mean, Washington was a complete disaster. I know it's only one guy. Scherzer is awesome. Bumgarner has been awesome as well. He's especially in the postseason.
Yeah, but that's not as long.
But they won three World Series titles. While Kershaw's, I would almost rather have Bumgarner. That dude, you know, is going to step up in the postseason. That dude is going to pitch when it's on the line.
That guy will hit home runs for you.
Yes,
you can pinch hit him on his off days.
So it's Verlander, Kershaw, Scherzer, and Bumgarner. I think that you make the argument for those four guys. And Kershaw is just a disaster when it comes to, I got to have you in an elimination game.
That's really amazing because he's so good.
That's James Harden.
Yeah.
That's James Harden.
Well, and you can't just say eliminations. You got to look at the whole postseason. And he has some moments in the postseason, but so does James.
So does Kershaw. That's so right. James plays well in the postseason. James plays well in the postseason.
But when you need him big, yeah, there have been some questions. That's fair. We haven't really. So the Astros, believe it or not, shouldn't be that crazy to believe. Although the Red Sox are a young, really talented team, and they're relatively young. The Astros and Red Sox have been installed as the co-favorites.
No.
I don't think that's a surprise. We knew. We said this, and we were 100% right. It wasn't a big stretch. The World Series was played at the ALCS level.
Yeah.
And that bared itself out. I mean, 4-1, they smashed the Astros after Game 2. The Astros had a shot in Game 2. Really, the Astros got smashed in Game 3, 4, and 5. You can make whatever excuses like, no, it was close until whenever. The Astros got smashed. They put a bunch of runs on the Astros. Say whatever you want. That's the truth. They rolled through the Dodgers. Other than that crazy win for the Dodgers that went up 18 innings, other than that, you know, it was like they boat raced the Dodgers.
That I'll tell you what, those two games were pretty damn good. The 1-1 18-inning game followed up by a down 4-0 and coming back and Steve Pierce hitting a 3-run homer. That was pretty good stuff. That was not that we cared. Not that I've watched much of it, But it was pretty good. It was actually pretty good stuff. If we cared. If we cared, it would have been cool, I think.
Did they do anything with baseball after game five here? I don't remember. Did anything happen in baseball?
Yeah, baseball. Game five it just ended last night, though.
Did it?
Yeah.
I thought baseball. And
you didn't see that?
I didn't. It for me.
No, I didn't see a pitch.
You're not watching Get Up?
No, only reading this on because you lost ESPN in the morning. I didn't watch a pitch. Don't that clip I played was the most baseball I watched.
That was it.
Yeah,
that was the you had to look, search for where do I find some baseball?
I know what YouTube is, John. I found it there. Steve Pierce. I typed it in there.
Steve Pierce was MVP. Okay, let me type.
Who the
in
hell
some
is Steve Pierce?
And where can I find a Steve Pierce? let's go. All right, 713-780-3776.
On a serious note, when we come back, I want to get into the fact of what are the Rockets going to do right now. Like, I know James wasn't there against the Clippers, and he would have definitely helped. But this team defensively is just terrible right now.
It's like we didn't know that they were going to be terrible defensively.
Yeah, but when you lost Bamute, you got Ennis, and the thought was, well, Ennis can play. Bezdelic is a major, major loss.
Huge.
It's a major, major loss. Obviously. I mean, granted, this is a small sample size, but my God. You can't stop teams from getting into the high 120s and 130s on you. That's a problem. And it's not like the NBA's rules are going to help you any.
No. Hey, I traveled this weekend, and I brought my Quip toothbrush with me. And it is in a glass container.
Ooh.
That is, well, I think it's hard plastic, but it is... It's really, really cool that you don't stick in your travel bag. You don't just stick your toothbrush in there and it's got, you know, shaving cream on it and all this. It can't be better. And then you unscrew it at the bottom and then you start it and you just brush. Now it's got little sensors in it where it'll just stop for a second or just a split second. And that tells you switch. And so you switch the quadrant that you're brushing. It really is the best toothbrush that I've ever had. Listen, toothbrushes, it's hard to get excited, but I'm going to tell you this right now. It's really good when you know I'm doing it right now because I hadn't been brushing my teeth. I'm kind of old, and yet I hadn't been brushing my teeth right all of these years. And now I am because of the Quip toothbrush. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. It's just $25. Just $25 for the initial. They're going to give you your first refill because you got to change the brushes every 3 months. Yeah, I know how to brush my teeth now, Del. Yes. I wasn't sticking it down there or in my eye or anywhere, okay? I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. So getquip.com/ESPN975, and you get your first refill month absolutely free, and it's just $5 after that. GetQuip.com/ESPN975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome. The Scherzer versus Clayton, Kershaw argument is pretty good. Verlander's not in this argument, by the way.
Well, this goes to my old producer was weighing in on some stuff, and it was like if you look at the top. Well, your question was your comment was about the top pitchers over the last several years.
Yeah,
you can define it last 7 years if you want to. Verlander's been good, and then Michael said, "Well, I'm talking about pitching right now." Now, if you said how they're pitching right now, I'd go Scherzer and Verlander over Kershaw. Kershaw's velocity has come down if you look at Fangraphs, but that's not what we were talking about. And who was the fourth pitcher that we brought up?
Well,
Scherzer,
Bumgarner.
Yeah, and Bumgarner.
Well, Bumgarner's fallen off because, well, he's had injuries too. But he's won
those three.
Dude's won three titles.
No, that's true. But over the last 7 years, it would be those.
Yeah.
We'd have to keep looking, but I mean, it's fair to
say. I mean,
throw
Kershaw has led the league in ERA 5 times. Scherzer's never led the league in ERA.
But look at the rest of Scherzer's.
No, no, no. They're almost identical. Yeah. In 11 years, Scherzer has 159 wins. Kershaw's 153. He's got Scherzer's 322. Kershaw's 322. And Kershaw is 239.
3-2. How is Scherzer 3-2-2?
3-2-2 ERA. He's never led the league in ERA.
Wait a minute.
And Kershaw's 2-3-9.
Oh, you're talking about career over 11 years. I'm saying the last, like...
I'm talking about their careers. 2-3-9 ERA versus Scherzer's 3-2-2.
Right. I'm talking about the last. I was specifically what you brought. I'm talking about the last. I'm not talking about
I said
all
the last 15 years when I said it. And,
okay.
And
over the last 6 years, I don't know that you find anyone better than Max Scherzer.
No. I agree with that.
Max Scherzer.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
But over their careers, dominant. Clayton Kershaw is better.
Oh yeah. No question. That's not how I read. I talked about why.
When I started this, I said last 15 years. The last 15 years, Clayton Kershaw has been the best pitcher in baseball, and. You know, then now you're talking about an argument where Verlander is in it, but Verlander had a couple of dry spell years. I mean, it's been pretty consistent for Kershaw and for Scherzer since over the last six, seven years.
You compared Kershaw to James,
and you know what? Clayton Kershaw is about James Harden is up there every year in MVP voting. James Harden is up there in league with the league scores, and then James Harden when he gets to an elimination game. Falls apart.
How many Cy
Clayton Youngs Kershaw is, does too.
How many Cy Youngs does Kershaw have?
Kershaw has a three size.
Same for Scherzer.
Yeah.
How many does Verlander have?
Verlander? We have to look that up. Anyway, when you look up.
Pitchers over and over right now.
When you type in Scherzer, the first thing that comes up is Scherzer versus Kershaw.
Is it really?
Yeah. So this is not
one
this
Cy,
is not,
one
this
Cy
is
Young
Jordan
for, yeah.
versus LeBron.
One Cy Young for Verlander.
Right.
Career.
Yeah.
No. But Verlander's right now, up. Verlander's if you need to go there. Win a game, I'll take Verlander over Kershaw.
Yeah, I'll take him over Kershaw too. Maybe not Scherzer though. I don't think so. But anyway, 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here. Larry wants to talk about something here. What do you say, Larry?
Hey, attendance was down for baseball this year, and I don't know if you remember, but Sunday Night Football, they used to not televise a football game against the World Series about 10 years ago, but now they realize that the ratings are going to be higher for football. My point is millennials and 10-year-olds, they're not going to be willing to sit through a four-hour baseball game. Baseball needs to do something, and the only solution I see, because let's face it, they're similar to the demographics of the Republican Party, appealing to older white people. You don't see, you see some Latinos in the stands at baseball games, but mostly it's white people, hardly any blacks. And what they need to do to speed up the games, you know they're not going to reduce the number of commercials. They're not going to tell managers you're limited to only 2 or 3 pitching changes. So they need to have a pitch clock where the pitcher has to throw the ball within 15 seconds of the previous pitch. And you don't have batters stepping out of the batter's box, readjusting their batting gloves after every single pitch. And you figure, okay, that may save 15 or 20 seconds, no big deal. But if you multiply that over 200, 300 pitches, you're talking about saving about half an hour for each game.
Yeah. I heard still Rob Manfred last week, as a matter of fact, and he did say
that. By the way, the step-out pitching, thing has already been – they already put that in, and then they back off of it.
Yeah, and they never call it.
No.
They never call it because
– oh, foot's in a box.
Marwin,
I'm not actually stepping out.
Marwin,
yeah,
Marwin doesn't listen to it. Marwin doesn't care about it. But Rob Manfred said last week that a pitch clock is under consideration. He doesn't know that'll happen. Although they have already reduced commercials though. It's 2 minutes in between innings and there's a clock. There's a clock out in center field on every ballpark.
And they can get commercials on during the in-game commercial is a thing now.
Yeah.
The split screen.
Split screen.
Which is smart. Yeah. It keeps the flow of the game, keeps the list.
If you walk out to the mound, yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Why not throw a commercial?
Golf is innovative this way. Did you see?
Golf could have a lot of commercials. No, they actually go shot because of the multiple camera cutaways.
Yeah. But golf will show golf going on while you got a commercial. It says playing through, which is because that's why golf is the greatest sport ever.
Soccer's doing that in the 90s.
Do you
get with it, golf?
Soccer blows.
They were doing that.
Boring. Let's watch golf.
See, this is my thing though. You can't possibly. You're not going to be able to fundamentally alter baseball enough to try to. It is what it is. It takes how it takes. That's like saying it's an untimed sport. There's not going to be anything that makes baseball flow for a millennial's attention span. It's never, ever, 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 ever going to happen. It's not. People have to stop this. How can we find a way to make baseball last 2.5 hours? Get pitchers like Roy Oswalt who deal and can't wait to get to the next inning. Like, have batters swing. You know, take away 3 strikes, make it 2 strikes and you're out. You have to fundamentally change the entire rules of the game to speed it up to get it consistently inside of 3 hours. And it's not going to happen, nor should it happen.
No.
Baseball is what it is. If you don't like it, then it'll go by the wayside as a sport.
You know what? If you don't like it, beat it.
Or baseball will have to beat it at some point because it won't fit the demographic anymore.
No.
Well, that's...
I'm with my boy Lance Berkman.
That could happen too.
Beat it. All right. Okay. We drop... Oh, you didn't even talk about the Rockets this segment.
Well, look, going to the game the other day, I've watched the game so far this year, and I'm trying to see where I can see fundamental breakdowns. And because you think it's going to be super obvious, and it's not really super obvious. Like, they have mistakes in transition defense. It seems like they're just allowing easier shots. Like, it's not a bunch of layups and a bunch of dunks. You think now Montrezl Harrell, how the Rockets didn't make Montrezl Harrell work, I'm still a little bit puzzled. Every time he came in the game, he was dunking on people, scoring. And Kevin McHale's like, that's it. We got to get him out of here. Too many dunks. What? He must have really been a pain in the ass.
Something.
Because McHale just wouldn't play Montrezl Harrell. No,
and he always contributed.
All he did was, and then the other night, he was roasting the Rockets.
Well, you know he had a little extra oomph.
Yeah, and he was smiling. Like, he was roasting. He got to 29. I don't know if he got to 30. But it's just the little things. Like, guys end up with easier shots. They end up with second shots. There's breakdowns on the fast break. I just got to assume Jeff Bezdelic's departure is a big part of this. And if Jeff Bezdelic left because he didn't like the construct of the team and didn't want to have to coach guys that previously gotten him fired or he thought it was going to be difficult to work with, that has to be addressed. That's a problem. That's a fundamental problem inside that room.
Who are you going to address it with? The $34 million guy or the $26 million guy?
I don't know who it needs to be.
Or is it going to be the...
I'm just telling you this. It looks like you lost defense in part, not just because Luke Bamute missed part of the season. You still defended. Trevor Ariza, now granted, Ennis, has had injuries he's dealt with, but is it all... Is Ennis responsible for 20 points a game on defense?
No.
Is he that good?
No.
Okay. Well, what's different? Well, what's drastically different then?
Well, first of all, you're not nearly as efficient offensively.
The care factor doesn't seem to be
okay,
as high.
When you're grabbing a board and you're running, opposed to pulling it out of the net.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
You're not nearly
when
as good.
When you're missing a lot, it leads to transitions.
That's right.
And it leads to quicker possessions.
And it leads to higher scoring, and it leads to you hitting overs.
Higher scoring for one team.
Right.
The Rockets' offense has not been on fire 89, up to this point.
89 in the season where everybody's averaging 111.
And then you've got James going to miss again. And they've got to be careful with James. I get that.
So I like under at mybookie.ag. I like the under tonight.
I mean, one side scores, one side doesn't,
I like it. Mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. If you're looking for a great way to get down on bets, not everybody was disappointed with the Raheel outcome, okay? Ian tweeted and said, thank you, Raheel. I knew you were going to hit it. I knew you weren't going to hit 13.5 or 3 in a row. I listened to Ken Hoffman. Nice job, Raheel. You ruined it for everybody. Now we don't even get to do it. I don't even get to do my putts now. mybookie.ag. But here's the deal. You can still bet on everything going on. Pat McAfee is doing playing games. I guess he's playing Battleship, and you can bet on that. There's all kinds of stuff that's going on. Casino gambling, fantasy, under-overs, whatever it is that you're looking, in-game betting, all these things are still going on at mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. They'll match your first deposit 100%. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Once you get a little, they just want to take you down, cause I got the money and the power. Once you get a little, they just want to take you down.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You see, Texas is a... They started as a 1.5-point favorite. Now they're 2.5 over West Virginia. You buying that?
Texas being a 2.5-point favorite? Yeah.
Really?
It's at home, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think
right.
West Virginia is a better football team than Texas.
Well, I mean, you can take the number. I didn't say I'm laying or taking. I just said that feels about right. That means West Virginia is a better team. Home field in football is going to be worth anywhere from 4 to 6 in college usually. So what you're saying is that West Virginia in a neutral field is the better team. That feels about right. You're saying they're about 1.5 to 2 on a neutral field. That means that, I don't know, 7.5 to 8. I would say West Virginia would be in the neighborhood of a 4.5-point favorite at home.
Okay.
Does that feel right to you?
Yeah.
And that number's good.
That's a 7-point difference, though.
Yeah, about 3.5, 3.5, somewhere like that. Might even be 5.5, 5 at home, West Virginia. I don't think they'd make it more than 4, 4.5, but I think it's a good game. I think I'm going to go to that game. I was going to go to LSU, Alabama, but I'm having a hard time getting a press credential because we did it late. Mm. So it's like we're booked up on the sidelines and in the press box.
My bookie's got Alabama 13.5 now over LSU, but you got to lay -115. -115 if you bet Alabama. Interesting. Let's get... John in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, John.
Every time I hear people talk about baseball and speeding it up, it just makes my blood boil. Because the same morons that are bitching about the games going too long now are the same idiots that complain that baseball was too boring and they didn't score enough back in the 90s. Okay, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a 9-7 game that lasts 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's impossible. I mean... Can we just leave it alone? If you don't like baseball, don't watch. How about that? It's just ridiculous. I mean, football games are lasting 3.5 hours nowadays. I mean, it seems like sometimes longer. I mean, why are we worried about baseball?
But college games are 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I don't understand the need for the people that, I mean, it's just this ADD riddled just society is just.
It's what it is.
They're never happy.
That is what it is, though, John. That is what it is. You know what? And you're right. Don't watch.
Isn't like baseball?
Del, you know what? Don't watch, Del.
Fine with me. Isn't baseball worried about their own time?
Yeah, they are kind of worried about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so as much as we...
I don't think baseball goes the way of boxing or horse racing, though.
And I don't think it's about, the action involved is stretching out the games. I think people, at least baseball has an issue with the non-action stretching out the game.
Yeah.
If it's 9-7 and it's nonstop action, I don't think people would care. If it's 5-4 and it goes 3.5 hours because of all the inaction, which is unlikely at 5-4,
right.
I think that's the bigger issue.
And I think that's what baseball's addressing. In between pitches, mound visits, you know, all of that stuff that's really taken up dead time. Yeah, it's the pace of the game as opposed... Yeah, because if it was, you know, nonstop for 4 hours, nobody'd care.
Yeah, I get it, baseball and its tradition, but if I can walk to the... to the bathroom, wash my hands, and one pitch has been thrown, maybe we got a problem.
Yeah.
Baseball has some fundamental issues that it's going to be hard to solve. Number one, it's a longer game. There's just no getting around it, and it can be extremely long based on who the... I mean, that was an exciting World Series game with the Astros-Dodgers. I don't know if you're not in it though. If you don't have a if you don't have a team in the fight, if you care about it, and I'm talking about the 18 inning game or the one the Astros had. Either one, there were Astros Red Sox games that took 4 hours plus, and I mean, they felt exciting to me, but I mean, once again, I got a team in it, and it ended up poor. It didn't end up going well, but I just. The general fan is not going to tune in for 3.5+ hours. Not moving forward. They're not. Yes, there's a racial demographic composition factor with any sport. It's going to be, you know, there's a consideration. But I think the other thing is for baseball, it really is that half of your stars are Latino players, and it's going to be the marketing efforts are going to be a little convoluted depending on who the star is. And how big the star wants to be. Like, I thought Carlos Correa could have been a great player to market as a star for Major League Baseball. I thought he could have been a great star. Maybe he still can be. You got to be really, really good, though.
Yeah.
Mike Trout is never going to hit home with anybody. He doesn't have that personality. Bryce Harper is just a douchebag, but he's the kind of guy you want, though. Alex Bregman actually is the kind of guy you want to, but he's not the larger-than-life LeBron James. Right. LeBron James is 6'8", like built like Karl Malone. You know, Michael Jordan could fly through. Alex Bregman is, I don't know that small little guy, I don't know that that's, Mike Trout is what you want, right? But he didn't have that personality. But that's what you want it to look like. JJ Watt baseball.
No, what you want is Stanton or Judge. Those guys are marketable.
I still think if people told the truth, they would tell you.
Even more than Mike Trout. Mike Trout's just a little strong guy.
You know what I would tell you? Mookie Betts is who you'd want. You got to get African-American young players into the game and watching like Tiger did to golf. It can be a game changer. It can be a massive game changer. Mookie Betts is the guy that
but you've had great black players before.
Oh, no, there's no question. But it's not in the game the way that you want it to be. And that's that argument's been around for years and years and years. It's not like it's brand new. We know the arguments. But I do think baseball would be helped out by a player. I just, honestly, if we're just being honest from a marketing standpoint, I just don't know that generic white guy really resonates with the diverse sports landscape. And I don't know. Alex Bregman, do you?
Tom Brady? I mean. It's greatness. But that's another level. Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi. I mean.
Not white guys. And those are soccer players, international
soccer
players.
Yeah, I know,
players.
But it resonates with a.
Yeah, I'm not white guys.
Yeah.
They're Latin.
Yeah, they're close to white guys, though.
No, one's Argentinian, the other's kind of Portugal. They're not.
Like Yao.
Messi's English, not Yao
was kind of white.
No.
Not white guy.
Light-skinned.
No. You think, let's see. If Ronaldo and Messi were walking down a street in Chicago and they weren't soccer players, would they be considered
white
guys?
That's the collie test.
Or would they be called something else?
No, they would be called white guys.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
If Messi and Ronaldo were walking next to each other.
Walking down Houston, would they be called?
That's fine, but I'm giving him where he was born. And they just happen to be just guys going to work. Are they called white guys?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's they're just, called into the office.
Why would they be called into the office?
I don't know. They be called into the office. Why? Where do you think they're working? And not in an office?
No, what I'm saying is...
Where do you think they're working?
Office,
outside?
Called into the office. Called into the office implies they did something wrong. I'm saying if they're walking down the street to work, if your people... See them walking down the street. Are they going, that's two white guys?
You could mistake Messi for an Italian or for... No, he's not really that Hispanic looking. Neither is Ronaldo.
He's from Portugal. Hey. I don't even know if that's classified as Hispanic. I don't know.
I'm dark meat, don't forget, Del. Okay?
Get out of here.
Okay?
You got to just stop delete it. This whole segment.
It's ridiculous.
Delete this segment. John's trying to claim Messi and Ronaldo for the culture.
Don't tell me that Cristiano Ronaldo couldn't be an Italian.
What a brazen attempt to claim Ronaldo.
He could be Italian. He could be. Why not?
Hey, Jad, you think he's going to pay taxes?
I've seen Italians that look more Hispanic than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, I don't know if Portugal, being from Portugal, classifies you as Hispanic.
I know.
Does it?
It's
He attacks.
He's no. He called them Latinos.
I didn't call them that.
He did.
Latin American is what I just he said.
They're not. No, wait a minute. You're not Latin American European, if you're from European, Portugal. European, you're European.
You're European.
And that's what Italian is. Thank you. Good night.
But they wouldn't be.
Closed.
They wouldn't be. Go, they wouldn't be called white guys.
No. Well, yeah, then you can't call Italians white guys either.
I don't actually.
Not. Well, you're probably kind of right. Dark meat.
That's not you full, say. Not full Italians. They're Italians. Pablo Prigioni. When you see, well, he's Argentinian. I just act like he's Italian. I was getting confused because Pablo always seems like. Look at him, Prigioni.
No.
Look at him every time you see him. You think
he could be Italian.
Hey,
right.
You wanna put the olive oil inside of my privates? Yeah, you do. You put them. Hey.
Inside? You gotta put the olive oil in the privates.
Inside the privates?
You wanna put a? You wanna have a bathroom date with Pablo Prigioni? I give you a date in the bathroom.
I don't.
No.
Him or Molinari?
Five
either
and
one.
A half a minute.
Yeah, he does sound too. Like Francesco Molinari.
He says the same voice. This is my Yao Ming. Hey, yeah, Ming. Look at my Yao Ming voice.
You know it's every voice.
That's not Yao Ming.
No,
I want to hear your real Yao Ming voice.
This is it. Every voice.
Male golfer.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, yeah, look at me. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Now you're kind of Ukrainian.
Portugal. I'm from Portugal.
Now he's Ukrainian.
Yeah. No, you see, voice.
Now he's got a bit of
he's Teddy KGB.
Yeah. Lionel Messi. Player make a lot of goals for FC Barcelona.
He just makes slight alterations.
Oh, by the way, is Real Madrid done?
Well, that guy's going to get fired.
Holy crap.
The guy who lost his job was Spain because he took the Real Madrid, Madrid job without telling anyone.
Bad few months.
No. Well, once you lose Ronaldo, I mean, look how. Wait a minute. It's like LeBron and Cleveland. They lose Ronaldo, and look how bad they are. Done.
Who didn't know Tyronn Lue was every. I mean, Cleveland was just like LeBron.
It was. And you know what Real Madrid was? They were Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, they had a lot of talent. I don't know what the hell happened. They should be better than
they should be way better. There's a ton of talent.
All right. Well, yeah, Ty Lue. Yeah, he got a lot of talent too, right? What happened to him?
No. Everton went from like 8th to 11th without Lukaku. I know what it's like to lose a great player and all of a sudden go into.
No one cares about your middling football club.
Well, you know what? Get your Fulham and get ready to go back to relegation.
Well, it might happen.
Yeah, I know it's going to
happen. It's only 10 games in, but it might happen.
It's happening.
All right. Well, you know what else is happening? The grill fall sale.
Oh, man. So the fall grill sale at Texas Grill Shop is unbelievable. They've got prices on the different for the Traegers and the Green Mountains, the Pits and Spits. They will never be outsold or undersold by a retail shop. It's never, ever going to happen. Texas Grill Shop is where you're going to get your discounts. But don't forget that they also, if you're serious about grilling, and I actually talked to, this is funny, John, I saw at Frank's Halloween party, I saw a really talented chef here in the Houston area, and we were talking. He said, I got to get one of these like Traegers that Frank has. He said, do you have one? I said, yeah, I've used Traeger, Green Mountain, Memphis. He said, yeah, I spend all day trying to make sure I get my smoke just right. I feed it from one box into a Weber, and then I got to make sure and keep it from having hot spots. He said, it's such a pain. It's like the most hassle ever. And I said, look, chef, I don't want to tell you your business, but the Traegers and the Green Mountains and the Pits and Spits and all these grills, these wood pellet grills are incredible. They're giving you the same wood flavor because it is real wood. Just choose the brand of wood that you're looking for the flavor, and they can do the Kamado Joe ceramic cookers. They've got infrared grills. They've got they can build in an outdoor kitchen for you as well. There's anything and everything from marinades to seasonings to barbecue accessories. They've got Wagyu beef waiting for you, Wagyu brisket. They've got actually Akaishi is what they've got waiting for you. And don't forget that when you are looking for the very, very best in grills, every single one of their grills is going to be delivered for free and set up for you for free. That's the big difference with Texas Grill Shop. Go to TexasGrillShop.com. Two locations in the Houston area. One is in Spring off Luetta. The other location at 2045 Southwest Freeway right there. Greenbrier and Shepherd. TexasGrillShop.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Coach Doc has been wanting to get in here and talk about his Houston Rockets right here on ESPN 97.5. What's going on, Coach Doc?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man.
Okay, I was listening to you guys, and I was listening to you guys talk about the defensive efforts of the Houston Rockets, and we've known now for a long time that there's really no effort given them on the defensive end from their coaches, particular teams. And he has a player like Harden who really does not give. I don't even think he gives 60% effort on the defensive end. And when I'm watching the guys play, you're taught, to talk on defense, communicate on defense. And what they had last year was three guys able to communicate on defense. Well, I'm going to say four. I'm going to say four. And they were communicating on defense, whereas, the biggest loss that they have was Ariza. Ariza was able to hold your best wing player and single him up and then talk on defense and be able to help on slashing point guards and things like that. Well, right now, when somebody gets by Chris Paul, there's really no help. That last line of defense is the big fella. And the big fella, what is happening with him, at least three teams that I've seen him play against, when they played the Pelicans, when they played the Clippers especially, they had centers that were physical with him. And he's not a physical center, at least not yet. They can't throw the ball in the low post, and he can't defend the low post. He wants to help defend. He wants to be able to block shots, come off his man and block shots. Well, you can't come off of Anthony Davis or you can't come off of Montrezl Harrell because the ball is being thrown in the low post, and they're letting them go to work on him in the low post and occupying him on the defensive end. Even if that person in the low post is missing that shot, where he's still occupied to having to try to defend that shot, where he has no backside help rebounding, and it's usually offensive putbacks and things like that that are hurting the Rockets. Well, to make a long story short, the Rockets are probably going to be a 42-45 win team, and people are going to be up in arms. But you're going to look back, and one other thing. I heard you all say Kevin McHale wouldn't play Montrezl Harrell. No, it was not. It was, and I'm having a little bit of a brain fart right now, and it was the coach of the Rockets right now. He fell in the doghouse.
D'Antoni was definitely in Kevin McHale's.
He fell in the doghouse with him, and he didn't play him.
It was Kevin McHale, too, though.
Kevin McHale did have one of those issues. He didn't want to play young players for the most part. He wanted to play experienced players, but he was coming off a season where they made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals, and he figured that he didn't need to play him right now. He was going back with guys that he was already familiar with.
But it was J.B. Bickerstaff, too. I mean, it was – I don't know what
there was
it was
something
about
going on with.
There was
with
something. Him. I don't know what it was. Behind was. The scenes. It had to be behind the scenes because the dude every time whenever he was on the floor, he contributed. He did stuff, and I, for whatever reason, they just didn't like
what
him.
What is his stat like? Every year in college basketball, he led the nation in dunks every year. That's incredible. It feels incredible. I assume it's an incredible stat. All he did was dunk in college. That's why you have 70% field goal percentage if you're only dunking.
Yeah.
But he is a guy that can, he's a guy that can play. But, I mean, he was dealt for a reason.
Yeah, for whatever reason. They just didn't like him. Maybe.
Wasn't he part of the Gordon deal?
Part of the Paul deal.
No, he was a Chris Paul deal. Gordon was Gordon a free agent? I'm trying to remember. Gordon was a free agent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a Chris Paul trade. And then so was, what you call it, your favorite player, the white guy from Wisconsin, Sam Decker.
Why is he my favorite player?
I just assumed.
No. My favorite player was Montrezl.
I heard Sam Decker was boys with Dwight Howard, and I was like, ooh.
That's it. Beat it. Uh-oh. You're out.
Well, you picked the wrong guy to be friends with, buddy.
Yeah. No. You're out. Got a text tweet here. What were the TV ratings last year versus this year? What do you guess the TV ratings were last year versus this year? World Series.
Well, I mean, everyone tells me Boston's the most important city that's ever existed. Yeah, they had a tea party and all that stuff. That's great. But their sports is the only thing that matters to anyone ever, them and the Yankees. All other games are trash. So I would bet that they were 30% higher, 40% higher in TV.
Last year.
That's not true. This is Boston, John. Boston's one of the most important places ever.
Game one, 8.2. For Fox in this year, 8.7 last year. Game two, 8.1 this year, 9.2 last year.
How's this possible? Boston and New York are the only teams that matter.
Last year, 13.25 million. This year, 15.67 million. Game three, this year, 13.25.
Every game.
Every game.
Where are you getting this?
From TV ratings. Wikipedia. Wikipedia is never wrong. Never lies.
No. Oh,
never lies.
Something else.
No. It never lies. So there you have it. So, no. So that whole Boston thing, and it was, by the way, was for whatever reason, I don't know. This was a very likable, the Astros were a very likable team. For whatever reason, people liked them more than watching this Boston team. More interesting games, I guess. I don't know. Maybe game three lost a lot of people because of 18 innings. I would imagine the average went down quite a bit.
But didn't you tell me it was 13 million?
13 million versus 15 last year.
Yeah, game three lasted a long
time. And our game five would have beaten this game five, I'm sure, because it was the greatest game in World Series history.
Well, and I don't know how much it plays into it, but a lot of people... At least here, we certainly thought this was something that was already decided before it happened.
This is so you're
series,
going,
yeah.
As opposed to last year where it was new. The Dodgers were back in the World Series. The Astros were new to the World Series outside 2005. And then you had compelling games back and forth. And we had a series that felt like it was going to go a long way.
This series that
I didn't watch.
No, you didn't.
Didn't ever feel like
they had a 4-0 lead in game four. If they'd have tied it up at two games apiece, it would have gotten interesting.
That's a different deal. Yep. They didn't do that.
They didn't hold on. All right, 8:59, ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins the fray on the other side.
You know what went way up in ratings? I'm looking at an article. Deportes, the Fox Deportes numbers are
really
skyrocketing. Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, Latino baseball community, it's a big, big, big deal.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see it continue to grow as the demographic grows in the country. Baseball's going to look a lot
It was way up this year over last year?
Through the World Series. They've got Deportes numbers through Fox on the World
Series. Yeah, but we had Carlos Correa, and we had Jose Altuve, we had, you know.
Yeah, but I think digital is getting bigger every year. One of the things that we found with NFL.com and NFL Now is – the digital is like taking massive jumps every year. It's more and more like there's a brand new group of people that's watching on their phones or on a tablet or even on
Apple. Yeah, but you would think Hispanics would want to watch Altuve and Correa and Bregman. And Tyler White.
Yeah, I don't know what it was like.
What?
No, not last. Tyler White wasn't on the team last year.
Oh, that's right.
You mean Jake Marisnyk?
He wasn't on the team either.
You mean Reddick?
Ooh, yeah, Josh Reddick.
Hispanic people gravitate to guys like Josh Reddick.
I feel like he's a big...
and Brad Peacock.
Nothing says Hispanic baseball like Brad Peacock. Time to talk about Your Heritage Films. YourHeritageFilm.com, YourHeritageFilm.com. You're looking for a great way to tell the story of your family. Lance did it, all right? Larry and Marcia.
They loved it.
They loved it.
It was great. I loved it. I watched the whole thing. It's 3.5 hours. Learned a lot about the history I didn't know of the family. It was 9 hours of video edited down to three and a half hours. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was incredible.
And he puts in all the videos and all the pictures.
All pictures I'd never seen before.
Really?
I'd never seen probably half of the pictures I'd never seen before.
That's cool.
I didn't even know. They got them from my grandma Stevens and grandma and grandpa Zerline. And I'd never seen a picture. My dad was a towhead. He had blonde hair as a kid growing up. Like, what? Where'd that come? I never saw him when he was 4 years old until I saw that picture.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So, see, this is the kind of thing that you're going to get put from Chance. He's going to put so much time and effort into it. It's unbelievable.
Great listener, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He allows you to be a storyteller because he asks the right questions, and then he just listens. Like, he lets you keep talking.
Do this for your family. Lance has got it for posterity for his family. You do it for yours. YourHeritageFilm.com, YourHeritageFilm.com.
I'm a hoe. I bought a Rari just so I can go faster. Sure. Trying to copy me, they plan catch up. I might pull up in a ghost. No.